Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to the Girl Factor Podcast. And it's your girl, Abiola Makonjola. And today I'm going to be teaching on something that I just learned and I know will be beneficial for somebody out there. And the topic of today is the how is not your business. And I'm going to dive into, you know, a story as to what led me down this rabbit hole and what I discovered and just speaking life into your existence and just hoping and knowing that God has way, way bigger plans for you than you can ever imagine. So I've always heard this statement, the how is not your business, but I've never really understood it from a godly perspective. I've always taken that to just, you know, in terms of like manifesting and, you know, before I really allowed myself to dive into the word of God and really allow myself to create an intimate relationship with God. But very recently, I was able to really understand what it meant when you make the statement, the how is not your business. So I've been doing this thing since the beginning of the year where I have been reading my Bible every morning. For me, it's to create an intimate relationship with God. And for me, it's to really understand God and really understand His ways, really delve into who He says that I am and just allowing myself be soaked into His word, holding onto His word, holding onto His promises. So one of the things that I stumbled upon, I was reading the book of Matthew, Luke, and so there's, I think it's three of those books in order, in chronological order, if my English is correct, but it's the book of Matthew, Luke, and one other book. I don't remember what the last book is, but it's basically talking about Jesus, how Jesus came to the world and, you know, His miracles, His experiences from different people's perspectives and the events that eventually led to His death. And one of the things that was in my mind as I was reading these books, one of the things that was in my mind that I just kept on seeing was His death. And how, you know, how He died, what eventually led to His death. And one of the questions that I had reading through these books was, if the Pharisee did not kill Jesus, will Jesus still have died? And I asked that question and the Holy Spirit gave me the answer. And it was like, yes, Jesus will still have died. That was always God's plan, for Jesus to die. Because when we look at the Bible, when we look at the story and how everything evolved from the beginning, before the Old Testament into the New Testament, it has always been God wanting to have a relationship with His people. It has always been God wanting to just establish Himself and say, I'm here for you. This is who I am. I created you to be good. I created something good and I'm here. And I just want you to have a relationship with me. And so many people were always used. So many people were always the point of contact, from Abraham to Moses. They were always a point of contact in order for God to be able to get through to His people, to the point now where God has decided that, okay, I'm going to send somebody to the world who's going to teach you and show you how to live. And that person is my son, Jesus Christ. He's like me, but He's going to come in the human form. And after some time, He's going to die and He's going to be resurrected in 3 days. So the plan was always for Jesus to die. Now, the how He was going to die was not Jesus's concern. It wasn't His concern. He did know that He was going to die, because at some point we see that He started to grieve and He went back to God and He was like, do I have to die? And this is me just interpreting based off of my own understanding, but He was like, do I have to die? And then He followed it up with, your will be done, not my will, but your will. And I cannot imagine how a human being will feel knowing that they're about to die, knowing that their death is about to come upon them, and they still have to continue to believe and continue to do the work of the Lord. I can't imagine how Jesus felt in that moment, but we could see His human side in that moment. But the whole point of this is the how He died. If the Pharisee did not kill Him, if Judas Iscariot did not betray Him at that party, He would have still died, because that was God's plan. God sent Him to the world to die for our sins. That was the plan that God had when God sent Him to the world. So when I understand that, I look at that from that perspective or from a biblical perspective, it puts me in a place where I begin to unravel a lot of things that have even happened in my own personal life and how God has shown up and how I think my life should go a certain trajectory. And then it goes a different way, but then I still end up in the will of God. I still end up in the outcome. So take, for instance, with marriage, one of the things that has been revealed to me that I know personally for a fact is that I'm going to be married. So even though I was married before now, I was married for about 2 years, from 2021 or 2020, actually no, 2019 to 2021. I was married. That marriage didn't last long. When I separate ways, yada, 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 yada. I wanted to be married. It was a desire of mine. But now it's more or less like a confirmation or conviction from God that I will be married. So I'm in my wife era where I am now being a wife because that's something that has been called upon my life, right? I know that I'm going to be married, but the how that I'm going to get there is not my business. My only concern, the only thing that I need to worry about is to focus on my relationship with God. Focus on my relationship with God. Develop my relationship with God. Build intimacy with God. So when that time comes, I can recognize His voice. I can discern and know, okay, this is who you want me to marry. This is how you want me to do it. This is how it's going to work. Because in my head, I'm thinking, oh, it's going to work like this and it's going to work like this. It's going to be like this. It's going to be like that. We're focusing so much on the how. We're focusing so much on the process that we leave everything. Like we remove, like we distance ourselves from God. And then we start to do His work for Him. We start to go behind the scenes and we start to orchestrate and we start to manipulate situations and we start to put things together thinking that we know how to work out the promise that He has given us or how to work out His own will for our lives. Do you see where I'm going with this? It's mad because I'm deep in this and I'm just sitting down and I'm just like, yo, the whole time, this has been your plan for my life. My purpose or my obligation was literally to be like, okay, how do I do this? What kind of steps am I going to take? Because sometimes, again, what we do is we look at, and I used to be a firm believer in the idea. I'm a firm believer in coaching, right? However, the way that I was doing my coaching at some point, which a lot of people attest to, but now to me, it's just something that I'm shifting away from, is create this course and follow this step by step by step framework of how I got to this point, and I promise you it'll work for you. And I used to be a firm believer in doing that because at some point I also created my own coaching courses, right? But now I see how everybody's path is not the same. What works for A would not work for B. I can get confirmation from your story. I can get conviction from your story. I can get inspiration from your story. However, what works for A doesn't work for B. So the way that I'm doing my coaching now is to do one-on-one sessions, have one-on-one conversations with people and bring that out in them, bring out that purpose in them because it's already inside. So my job is not to tell you what to do. My job is to bring that out in you. My job is to help you see that you already have that inside of you. And my job is to be able to bring that out of you. So when we're so focused on the how, we distance ourselves from God. Instead of focusing on building that intimate relationship with Him and giving and working on that intimacy and just cultivating that relationship so that when we start to walk our way through the promise, when that time for the promise comes, when He's giving us the clues and He's making things align in our path with regards to this promise that He's given us, we can recognize, we can discern what it is. We can easily go back and say, God, what is this? Because this is the platform you've given me. This is the will that you've given me. This is the promise that you've given me. And I see things are happening here. Lord, is this for me or is this not for me? Is this what you've called me to be? Is this who you've called me to be? Is this in alignment with the person that you've called me to be or is this not? So that's just something that I've recently learned that I wanted to come on and share. The how is not your business. The will of God is still going to happen, regardless of whatever it is. The how is not your business. And guess what? Even when you veer off, even when you go off that trajectory, even when you go off of His will, He will still find a way to bring you back to that point where His will aligns with the plans that He has for your life. So the earlier we start to recognize that, and when we have received our promises, or when we have received this desire, or we are in this desirable place, or we have these desires with regards to what God wants for our life, with regards to God's will for our life, with regards to the plans that He has for our lives, let's begin to focus on building that relationship, investing that relationship, deepening that relationship, creating that intimacy, deepening that intimacy with God. So when He starts to put things in our path that aligns with His will, we can discern and we can recognize. We can understand, okay, this is God working. And there's going to be times where we're going to make a mistake because, again, we're human beings and our human self just rubs in with the discernment. But if we begin to walk with God, if we tell God, I know these are the plans that you have for me. And guess what? I am not leaving you. I am doing this with you. If we take that approach and that attitude, you will find that you will be less disappointed. You will have that ability, your ability to want to be in control and want the outcome to be a certain way or want the process to be a certain way will be less. You'll be more open to just seeing how miraculous and how glorious God's ways are. You will enjoy the process and you will get to the point where he said you're going to get to. So yeah, let me know what you think below. What are your thoughts? I really do hope that you enjoy the session. Ooh, this is definitely something I'm going to be listening to again. I really do hope that you enjoy this session. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you and have a great day.